Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Fired up, champion. Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. How you doing? You having an amazing day? I am. And if I am, I'm going to force you to have the most amazing day today, man. I got some great stuff. Some of my best material saved for the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. You, right now, the person longing to make every day Saturday. There is no off switch. Let me tell you something right now. On the journey to Saturday as an entrepreneur, there's no off switch. You know, people ask me, let's say all the time. Isn't it funny? When you look on social media, I think when people want to get a point across, like when they got something on their mind, they're like, people always ask me. Well, they never ask you. You just want to make sure that you get that question out there or the answer out there to the question, which is perfectly fine. But I think that's a great, it's kind of a sneaky way to get your point across. So, you know, people often ask me as I'm sitting here with my ascot on and my Hugh Hefner robe, and I'm kind of sitting here smoking a pipe. People often come to me as the wizard of all things being human. They ask me this question. Sam, what is the meaning of life? But I do get the question. I'm not lying. I get the question. Dude, you got an off switch? No, not when I need to be on. How's that for an answer? You need to be on. As an entrepreneur, there is no off switch, okay? That's why you can't fake it till you make it. You hear people say that? You know what I'm talking about? Oh, you got to fake it till I make it. You got to fake it till you make it. You got to pretend like you're making money. You got to pretend like every day is Saturday. Well, not really. I mean, you're kind of a loser if you're doing that all day, every day. I mean, how often can you really fake it? Isn't it so much more fun and rewarding to actually be the individual that you are marketing, being the brand that you're marketing? Now, let's make sure we draw a line here, though. Okay, let's make sure we distinguish between faking it till you make it and being a positive, influential individual who conveys a sense of confidence and that you can actually help other people while still achieving your own goals and being on your own road to Saturday. A lot of people struggle with that. They're like, well, I don't know how I can build a business or build a brand, Sam, when I am not really that successful myself. You know, I'm sitting here and I've got a long list. I've got a clipboard here. And I'd like to read you an entire list of things that are wrong with me. Things that are wrong with my life, and I'd like to go all the way back to 1972 when Julie in science class in third grade actually said to me that she thought that I was, and then fill in the blank, right? I mean, it turns into like a therapy session why people are arguing once again for their limitations. Hey, you want to argue for your limitations, baby? They're all yours. I'm not going to argue with you. You can have them, okay? But don't bring that crap my way, okay? Because what I'm telling you today is there ain't no off switch when you're on your road to Saturday and you're trying to become an entrepreneur and be successful and create a movement out there. Of course you can help other people while you're still on your own journey. That's what we're all doing. What do you think? You think I'm sitting here in the ivory tower with all my servants around me feeding me grapes as I walk the red carpet up to my throne to record the Every Day is Saturday show? No, man, I'm on the journey just like you. Maybe I'm a little bit further ahead. Maybe I'm not. But you know one thing? I'm more than happy to give my two cents in the world and allow people to be positive, maybe. You know, is that so hard to do? Allow people to dream, allow people to expand, you've heard the old saying, right? Your mind, it's like a rubber band. Once you expand it, once you stretch it like a balloon, it's never go back. It will not. It's impossible to go back to its original shape. But there is no off switch with me. Not until I say, hey, I'm going to bed. It's 9:30, way past my bedtime. You want to find the host of the Everyday Saturday podcast, yours truly, Sam Crowley, on New Year's Eve? Just check into the master bedroom here at the Crowley compound no later than 10 o'clock in the evening. I don't think I've rung in a New Year's Eve. 2000, Y2K, that's what it was. That was the worst decision ever, by the way. $300, buddy I was working with had the bright idea. Hey, it's Y2K. Now, I was only 32 at the time. I was only 31. And he's like, hey, got a great idea. Let's go spend New Year's downtown Cincinnati, the museum, which is huge. If you've ever been down to Union Terminal in Cincinnati, huge. I mean, absolutely, positively huge. They are having an all-you-can-drink, I think, a barely hors d'oeuvres in there. Huge party, all these different rooms in there. Huge, Union Terminal, huge here in Cincinnati. And $300 for a couple. I'm like, well, we are not the Kennedys, okay? But I don't know, $300, okay, $150 a shot. Sounds good, all right? It was okay. I mean, it wasn't anything fancy-dancy, but let me tell you something, man. I would have much rather been in my bed by midnight. It was crazy. It was all the beautiful people, black tie, all that stuff. Actually had a great time. I shouldn't downplay it. We had a really good time. But, you know, that was the last time I was actually out when the clock struck midnight on New Year's. Because what do you get? You first of all, if you don't have a designated driver, which we had that night, but if you don't, you're putting yourself right in the crosshairs of a big old fat DWI. And even if you're not the one drinking, you put yourself out on the road at 3 in the morning getting home with all the other yahoos. I'm just not into it, man. I'm just not into it. I'd rather get up and record this show like I did this year on January 1st, first thing in the morning for everybody in the Everyday Saturday community. But don't have an off switch. There's no need to have an off switch. And by saying that, you don't need to have all the answers either for individuals. Hey, well, how can I teach somebody how to, you know, be successful when, well, hey, why don't you stop arguing for your limitations? Why don't you get some body language? Body language. Let's talk about body language on the show, shall we? Let's talk about when you walk into a room, what you looking like? Huh? What do you look like? You got your shoulders up, your chest out, right? You're speaking with some confidence, or are you all slunched over? Hey, how you doing? You release a little bit of that tension, you know? Get you relax a little bit. Observe yourself. I'll tell you what, walk into a room and look in the mirror. Would you do business with somebody like yourself? Do you exude that confidence? Do you have the off switch completely off? Like, did you just hit the breaker? The entire 200-amp circuit panel in your body just went, vroom. You know, you go down to the basement. Hey, got to shut all the electric off, hon. We got to check the switches, okay? We got to get some work done. Oh, okay, yeah. Go down to the breaker box, down to the basement, the bottom of the stairs. Take a left. Go all the way to the corner. It's right there. Hit that big old switch. Shut the entire house down. That's what you do when you walk into a room. You either flip that switch on or it's off, baby. And let me tell you something. Deals, million-dollar deals have been earned, I know, because I've been involved in a couple of them myself, not to brag, but I'm just saying when million-dollar deals have been earned because of the way you walk into a room and command attention, not being arrogant, not being some boisterous person walking in and saying, look at me. I'm just saying having confidence. Practice that, man. Maintain eye contact like your voice. Your eyes convey everything. It connects us literally and figuratively with one another. It's critical. It's going to help you break unconscious behaviors that are going to send a sign to your audience, man. Hey, I got the confidence. Or I'm anxious. I'm insecure. You can't trust me. I don't really know what I'm doing. You can own the room and a future business deal and JV partner just by having eye contact. What about your gestures? What about how you're communicating with people? They got to be purposeful, not random. Unconscious. Repeat it, baby. What do you mean? Again, practice this in front of the mirror. Hold your hands in front of you just below the belt line. Clasp one hand in the other and notice what you look like. Right? Take a look. What are these gestures doing? Remember, it's funny. I teach my girls all the time how to shake hands. I have the art of the handshake. It's often the first connection that you're going to make with somebody, you know? And when I tell my girls to shake hands, man, I say, you grab the hand firm. You shake it, and you look them in the eye, and you be aware, you know? Firm, not aggressive. I've been guilty of almost, you know, breaking people's fingers when I shake their hand, but they're like, wow, that's some handshake you got there. I'm like, yeah, because I want to let you know I'm here. Hey, I'm here. You know what? Give me some limp, you know, handshake like you're, you know, you might as well tie a tag to the end of your toe and throw you in the morgue. You know, especially guys, man, that's actually borderline creepy. You know, you shake a guy's hand and it's kind of cold and just limp, and you're like, dude, seriously? I mean, I don't even want to do business with you. I kind of want to leave the room right now. So there can't be the off switch. I just gave you a lesson right there in body language, all right? Understanding that how you communicate with people doesn't often have to be verbally. You know, it can be a lot of the nonverbals. But again, we live our lives on the internet where we're 140 characters or a Facebook post, and we can be anybody we want to be. Yes, I think today I'm going to be Cleopatra on Facebook today. And I'm going to obsess over the amount of likes I get on my photo, even though I've never met, will never meet, have never met, and the likelihood of me actually meeting anybody of these friends on my Facebook page are slim to none, and Slim just left town, all right? I've got no shot at actually meeting any of these people, but oh, when they like my photo, it sends a tingle up my spine. Woo-wee, I'm queen of the virtual world, baby. Now, get yourself out, meet some people, shake some hands, use the nonverbals, practice this, you know, create your own podcast, record some videos, get yourself out there. What are you waiting for? I'm not really a good communicator, Sam. Well, hey, why don't you fix that? Ain't hard to do, you know. All you need is confidence. Before I get off this topic, I'm all fired up, by the way. Where are you listening to the show right now? You at the treadmill? You at the gym? What are you doing? Going for a walk? At your computer, I want to get this message to you today so you can absolutely positively change right now and have an amazing day. All right, if you're not having an amazing day already. But what are you doing? How are you communicating with people? You know, what are you doing? You know what you don't have? You don't have confidence right now. If any of this is foreign to you, you lack confidence. And you had it. You had it at some point in time, but something happened. I don't know if it happened when you were 8 years old, 12 years old, because we are not born unconfident and unsure of ourselves. We got a neighbor here across the street, Colton, just turned a year old. This kid, let me tell you something, this kid goes anywhere, anytime. Parents are hilarious, chasing him down the street. And I'm looking at my wife because she's 20 weeks pregnant right now as of the date of this podcast, July 16th, 2014. By the way, I got to make a note, Colton, I got to talk about Colton. By the way, head on over to iTunes if you don't currently subscribe to the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Hit the subscribe button. And, oh, by the way, don't leave before you leave a 5-star rating. And head over to Stitcher.com, Stitcher Radio, Stitcher.com. Leave a great review there. I mean, would it really hurt you so bad to be able to do that? We're talking 30 seconds out of your day. Do it. Do it so other people can find the show, the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. Colton across the street just turned a year old. This kid's fearless, man. Fearless. He'll go anywhere, anytime. I got two border collies that one of them, Ginger, looks at Colton like dinner. And he's just waiting. He's like, come on, kid, please. I'm behind the invisible fence right here. I know if I take another, my paw moves another 4 inches, I'm shocked, which I'm never going to do that. But you move another foot, and I can have you for dinner, kid. No, not really, but my border collies are big herders. Like, you run through the yard, they're going to nip your feet just to keep you in line. The beauty of a border collie, if you don't crate them or you don't have them trained in your home, they'll rip your entire couch to pieces, but they'll put it in a nice little pile. They're very organized, okay? Pillows, everything. They just rip them up, chew them up, but they'll leave them in a nice pile for you. Very well organized. Colton has no fears. No kid at a year old has any fear. Highly confident, laughs. He's like, doggy, and wants to come over and... Eventually, he does. He comes over, throws his tennis ball. We got another couple neighbor boys in the neighborhood throw the tennis ball. They're 18 months and 3 years old. A couple other family, like, The border collie, the ones that get it, the parents that don't get it, like, hey, your dog nipped at my kid's feet. I'm like, yeah, your kid, first of all, is unsupervised running through our backyard out of nowhere. I'm literally having a lemonade on my deck, and I hear, like, and I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. Mom not watching kid. Kid runs through backyard. Dogs think we just struck up a big old game of herding. And guess what? You're the sheep, kid. Welcome to border collie world. But the ones that get it, the parents that actually don't let their kids running roughshod through the backyard, kids love it, man. They come over, they throw the tennis ball. Ginger, Lucy. They got no fear. But then somehow we own the fear, man. We get unsure of ourselves. We walk into a room of people, the shoulders go down, the head goes down. Oh, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. I don't want anyone to actually say hello to me. Well, why not? What's up? Well, seriously, what's going to happen if somebody says hello? Are we going to melt? I mean, come on, get some confidence. And again, you don't got to be arrogant. I walk in a room a lot of time, believe it or not, I don't always walk into the room as loud and boisterous as I am right now. It depends, you know? I mean, come on. If I'm walking into a bridge club, I'm not going to say, hey, Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show, international motivational speaker. They would throw me out of there. Say, get out of here, loser. Who are you? I mean, you got to know the room. But boy, I'll tell you, when you're looking to build the brand and people ask you what you do for a living, get that down. Get that 30-second elevator speech down. What is it that you do? I tell 10 people, if I'm in the wrong room, 10 out of 10 people walk out and don't even give me the time of day. I know. I walk into a room of corporate slaves, insecure bundles of fluff, doesn't matter, CEOs, CFOs, it happens all the time. What do you do, Sam? I rescue corporate slaves. I run a company called EverydayIsSaturday.com. I'm a speaker, trainer, seminar leader. I love it, man. It's just amazing. Dead. Crickets. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Take care. They finish whatever they're doing. They walk right out of the room. I've been left in more rooms than just a statue, man, just sitting there. My wife, she knows it by now. Okay, well, you ruined another night for us. You got to be so happy? Yeah, sorry. I mean, if happiness is a crime, then I'm convicted, man. Life sentence. But you know what? That ain't on me. That's on them. That ain't on me. That's on them. What? Oh, sorry. I'm happy. Yeah. When did you have your humerectomy, sir? Was that 1985 when you got that promotion to CFO? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm happy. You know, I'm happy. That song, Happy? Because I'm happy. That's me, man. Why don't you sing it? Strike it up. Strike it up, baby, because I'm happy. Love it, man. Just love it. Today's show, always have the on switch on. Don't go down and turn the circuit breakers off on your life, on your business. Be happy. Have a smile. It's okay. I know you're in some pain. Trust me. Let me tell you something. This has been an up and down summer for yours truly, okay? But I got to do it. I got to smile. I got to keep the on, because if I hit the off switch, everything, the power of my life goes down, the family, the business, everything. I power down at night. I do. I shut the circuit breakers off at night. But when I wake up, man, I thank God, I get just one more freaking day. That's all I want. I want another day. I just want a day to make a difference. That's it. I want to make one difference today. That's it, man. If God strikes me dead today and takes me home, I know that I gave it all and I left the circuit breaker on. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.